Welcome to the Homeschool Sanity Show, your weekly prescription for happier, healthier homeschool living. I'm your host, Dr. Melanie Wilson, Christian psychologist turned homeschooling mom of six. Hey, homeschoolers. Today's show title is How to Handle Homeschool Haters. I asked the fans of my Homeschool Sanity Facebook page if they had experienced any negative reactions to homeschooling and was surprised by how much feedback I got. Before I tell you what I learned, I wanted to recommend my Facebook page to you. I love getting to know other homeschoolers by asking a different question at 7 a.m. Central Time. Homeschoolers love not only answering the questions, but reading other people's responses. I hope to get to know you at Homeschool Sanity on Facebook. Now it is time for the teaching tip of the week. Today's tip is Your Morning Basket with Pam Barnhill. Pam provides a blueprint for saner homeschooling through planned morning time. You'll love the peace you can enjoy by starting the day with the most pleasant, purposeful activities. Pam asked me to share what morning time looks like in our home, and I was happy to. It's by far and away the best part of our homeschooling. You'll find the link to Your Morning Basket in the show notes for this episode at homeschoolsanity.com/haters. Seder homeschooling requires organization. This week's Organized Homeschool Challenge is the Organized Kitchen Challenge. Homeschoolers tend to spend a lot of time organizing their school spaces, and that makes sense. But it also makes sense to organize the most used room in your home. This week, we will focus on making our kitchen kid-friendly so kids can help themselves and you can save time. Number one, organize dishes and cups. The younger your children, the more important it is to put children's dishes where they can access them. Even though my youngest is now 9, I still keep all of the plastic cups in a big bottom drawer next to the refrigerator. It's really fast to throw them all in there when the dishwasher is unloaded. Where is the most time-saving, accessible place for you to store kids' plates and cups? At the same time, it's important to store dishes you don't want your kids to use out of reach. I bought oversized bowls. I adore Corel dishes. And while I love them for certain things, they take up way too much room in the dishwasher. I also don't want the kids using them for cereal. I'm spending a fortune on cereal already. So I put these bowls up high. Number two, set up snack centers. I think my kids are more interested in what they will have as a snack than just about anything else. I can't really blame them. I love a good snack too. This week, you will set up an organized, fix-it and forget-it system for kids to, hopefully, get their own snacks, depending on their ages. First, you may need some ideas for healthy snacks. I have given you a list of 50 ideas on my blog. Then, you may wish to portion them in individual servings and store them in the refrigerator or in a plastic bin. That may be all you need to do for the day. But if you have a child who turns his nose up at fruits and veggies, you may want to set up a snack shack for the kids. A fellow homeschooling mom shared the idea with me years ago, and it's ingenious. Here is how it works. Make up a menu list of snacks that you will have on hand, including the less healthy options your child likes. Set prices for snacks, making fruit and veggies free and less healthy foods more expensive. Give kids paper money for the week. I gave my kids $5 a week. Turn any leftover money at the end of the week into real cash. If you'd rather not take the time to operate the snack shack yourself, you could put an older child in charge. To make this an educational activity, shop with your child for snacks and use an app like Fujicate to determine what the prices should be for various snacks they like. If you have a child who doesn't eat enough, I don't recommend the Snack Shack. I had boys who would go without snacks just so they could collect the money. Go figure. If you'd like to give the Snack Shack a try, I've created a free printable for you. You may want to laminate it and post it on the fridge with dry erase items and prices. Or you may want to use permanent marker in case your child accidentally changes the prices. Step number 3. Move seldom used items. My goal is for the kids to be able to help me as much as possible. If I have all kinds of pans and gadgets I never use cluttering up my kitchen, the kids will struggle to find what they need to make their own lunches and help make dinners. If you haven't used something in the last year, either declutter it or get it out of the kitchen today. I store seldom used items in my basement storage area. It's better to have to purchase something you end up needing again than to waste time in the kitchen. Step number 4, organize for kid cooking. Today, ask one of your younger children to help you cook. Pay attention to how you can put things at lower levels and label them, or put items where your child looks for them first. Take advantage of the space behind cabinet doors for listing what can be found there, and use descriptive names kids understand, like spaghetti pot, rather than Dutch oven. Happy organizing. Now it's time to discuss how to handle homeschool haters. First, see haters as future advocates. One of the most common experiences is to have someone in your life be very negative about homeschooling at first and then become a real fan. I have had this experience for sure. I talked with an older lady who was so negative about homeschooling that I never wanted to talk with her again. A few weeks later, I saw her and I tried to avoid her, but she made a beeline for me and asked me if I had any resources that she could give to a friend of hers who wanted to start homeschooling. I was shocked, but I was very glad that I had not been rude to her, which was exactly what I felt like being. The truth is, I have no business judging anyone for being negative about homeschooling because I was negative about it at first. The socialization question drives me nuts now. But guess what I was worried about when I first heard about homeschooling? That's right. If you know someone, a family member or an acquaintance, who is negative about homeschooling at first, pray for them. The Bible says to pray for our enemies. While homeschool haters aren't necessarily enemies, prayer is always the best place to start. Second, ask people who are negative, what leads them to feel that way? If we don't listen to our critics, they may fight us just for the right to be heard. They may have fears, or perhaps they had a negative experience with homeschoolers. Finding out where they're coming from will help you respond appropriately. Finally, if it's appropriate, invite the person to participate in large group homeschool activities. Art or science fairs are great activities for doubters to come and see that homeschooled kids are normal, well-educated kids. Just don't go overboard trying to prove yourself to a doubter. We can end up looking insecure, which will make them even more skeptical. My second tip for you today is know why you're homeschooling. On rough days, we can forget why we started homeschooling in the first place. That's when a homeschool hater can do the most damage. Maybe your child just can't memorize math facts, or they haven't started reading yet. Maybe you're having discipline problems. But if you didn't start homeschooling because your kids are already obedient geniuses, then their criticism won't matter. Most homeschoolers I know started homeschooling because they felt called by God, because they wanted to teach their children the faith, because they wanted to have close family relationships, and because they wanted to give their children a quality education. Notice how none of those reasons suggest that you're never going to struggle. We need prayer and support from other homeschoolers in order to withstand the criticism. Talk to homeschooling friends when you are criticized so you can carry on confidently. Read inspiring homeschool books and blogs, and attend conferences so you will remember why you are doing what you are doing. My final suggestion for you today is to protect yourself. One of the things my Facebook fans shared that shocked me was the number of people who remained homeschool haters over the years, even when they had successfully graduated their children from high school, and these kids had gone on to college and were even in graduate school. What this tells us is that their hatred really has nothing to do with homeschooling. These are individuals who, for whatever reason, just hate you. They are probably the kind of people who have a lot of hate. But unlike the first group of people we discussed who turn into homeschool advocates, this group requires a different response. In fact, people shared that neighbors and family members had turned them into the authorities, sometimes on multiple occasions. If that is your situation, I recommend joining the Homeschool Legal Defense Association and a local homeschool support group. HSLDA has attorneys who will defend your right to homeschool. Your support group probably also has relationships with lawmakers who are supportive of homeschooling, who can be your advocates. Read about what you should do if the authorities come knocking. I will include an excellent article about this in the show notes. Next, make sure you are abiding by the laws of your state. Finally, limit contact with these individuals as much as possible. Do nothing to provoke them. Do not argue with them. Pray for protection from them and that the Lord would change their hearts for their own sake. My Periscope viewers also made these suggestions. Christine G. suggests explaining our reasons for homeschooling and asking our critics to explain their reasons for not supporting it. Jess of the Dailies with Jess.blogspot.com recommends sharing test scores and evidence of academic growth with family and friends who are critical. Brandy of Our Thrifty Home says she used to argue with haters, but now just ignores it. Jana, mom of three, encourages us, saying eventually homeschool haters will see the benefits of homeschooling. Thanks so much to my Periscope viewers for their help. Today's action steps are: number one, see haters as future advocates. Number two, know why you are homeschooling. And number three, protect yourself. If you want more, listen to the Road School Moms show on dealing with naysayers and negative Nellies. The link is in the show notes at homeschoolsanity.com/haters. Next week, we will talk about how to be a hands-free homeschooler. Have a happy homeschool week. Thank you for joining me for the Homeschool Sanity Show. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.